This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. This week in our faculty profile series, we talk with an English professor who steps out beyond writing skills into life skills. Dr. Mary Adams sees it as a part of her responsibility to engage students with the outside world, starting with activities on the university campus. Adams is the director of composition and associate professor of English at ULM. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit of the story of how you came to ULM.
I feel like I've always been here, actually. I came as an undergraduate in 1988 and wasn't really sure about what I wanted to major in. I really had no idea at all, and I ended up being extremely, extremely inspired by a class that I had with Dr. Herb Bryant, who's in a sophomore level English class. And I suddenly realized what I wanted to do with my life. And I went up after class and I said, what do I need to do to get your job? And he says, well, you have to go to school for about 10 years. And I said, that's no problem. I graduated from here. I got my master's here. And then I went to the University of Oklahoma, where I kind of discovered new aspects of English. And now I'm back as the director of composition, teaching writing classes and world literature classes.
So what made you want to necessarily come back to Monroe after getting the PhD?
My husband and I had moved for my first job to Nebraska. And I think that is the point at which I started to miss a lot of the aspects of this area. I just knew that I would feel at home here. So whenever a job came open, I was eager to apply.
What are some of the things that make here home?
Well, my family is here. They live in various communities in about, you know, an hour away from Monroe. Also, I just felt really at home with the way that the university works and the relationships between students and faculty. I've been other places where there's really a very distinct line between the sides of the desk, that the students and the faculty are really disconnected. And I find that here, there's a warmth and an honesty about them that makes the classroom such an effective place. I think there's so much learning going on from student to student, faculty to student.
You've also said that you really work, even in writing classes, to be engaging students with the campus. How do you do that?
English 101 and 102 today are very different from when people of my generation took the classes. I think we're really more interested in teaching students to write across the disciplines, not necessarily just to write about English material. And also, we're trying to give them activities and assignments that really, you know, engage them with their majors and with the campus community at large. We know that students who are interacting with the campus, who do something on campus, join an organization, who are going to sporting events, we know those students are more likely to be retained on the campus. And so we try to give those students who maybe they don't live on campus, maybe they work, we try to give them assignments that get them engaged and give them opportunities and obligations to go out and find things that they didn't know about previously, things that they want to get active with.
Some of your research and some of the writing work that you do kind of bridges the gap between some of what you would normally think of in English and maybe even social sciences. Can you explain some of that?
Sure. My PhD is actually in cultural studies, which is something that University of Oklahoma is known for. And I wasn't familiar with that until I got to OU. And so kind of at that point, I realized some new things that I wanted to do. Cultural studies actually uses the theories that we use to analyze literature in a traditional English department. It takes those and helps to try to understand cultural conditions. And what I've tried to do with that is try to look at aspects of collegiate culture. I'm very interested in what is making our college students tick, what cultural conditions are changing their environment and their experiences from past generations.
Can you give an example?
Some of the examples I give, I think, they're kind of controversial, the ones that I'm working on right now. I've worked on things in the past that were much more body-related. So I worked in the past to try to figure out why college particularly college female students were so interested in things like tanning. Why were they willing to go and do something that they understood was really not in their best health interest, in the interest of beauty? So I've looked at things like that in the past. Today, I'm looking at the college race parity parties that have been happening over the last 5 years particularly. They've happened in universities across the country. And each time these happen, and they've happened with some frequency, there have been a few in just the last few weeks. Whenever they happen, there's always a public outcry. These students are ridiculed publicly in the media. People don't understand, why would you do this? This is to our generation, this is a very racist behavior. But the students persist in these activities. It was seemingly oblivious to the fact that this is racist. So I've been trying to investigate, what is this disconnect? What has happened to change college culture that makes race now, to them, not a fixed category? And it seems that really there are very few fixed categories today. Everything is fluid. And so there seems to be, from the perspective of people maybe over 30 years old, there seems to be this idea that this is a very racist behavior that's meant to denigrate other races. But for the students who are participating in the parties, it seems that they feel they're playing with race, and that maybe it's a method of exploration for them.
You're also a huge sports fan and support the Warhawks at every chance you possibly get.
Yes. I am not an expert on sports, but I am a great fan of all Warhawk sports, and I try to go to events across campus when I have students who participate in those events. So, but I am a regular, I'm a regular attendee of football and baseball particularly.
And you've also said that you do that a lot as part of spending family time.
Right. I have cousins and an uncle, actually a great uncle, who live in some surrounding towns. And these are things that bring them to campus. And so I know that when I go to baseball, I will see my cousins and my uncle. They have an area that they call the Hot Corner. We have T-shirts that say Hot Corner Hawks. That means the ball is constantly flying towards our head, but we don't mind. And it's just a way for us to get together and spend an afternoon together. We may go eat afterwards, but it's just a really fun time for us to get together and talk about everything that's going on.
Dr. Mary Adams is the Director of Composition and an Associate Professor of English here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Adams, it's been a pleasure talking with you, just to get to know you a little better.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it as well.